When I lose something, I'm a little like the woman in the gospel story. I admit I'm a bit OCD. And if I lose my pocket knife or the pen that I keep in my pocket, you know, I have to have a pen in my pocket, and I lose it, then I am absolutely convinced that there is a cosmic plot against me and something has moved the pen from where I put it to somewhere else, right? And so I run around and I'm tearing the house up, throwing pillows everywhere, turning furniture over, looking for my pen or my pocket knife. Just ask my wife. She will verify that. Well, far be it from me to suggest that God is just a little OCD. But these two parables tell us something about the nature of God, about his determination not to lose anything that he has created. See, the woman has 10 coins and she loses one. And so she turns the house upside down looking for the missing coin. The shepherd has 100 sheep and loses one, and he leaves the 99 to go look for one. Well, most shepherds I know would say, I've got to protect the 99, we'll chalk the missing sheep up to coyote allowance, right? At least that's the way it happens in the hill country. St. Paul tells us a little bit of his testimony. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and arrogant, but I have been mercifully treated. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant. Grace. I have a friend, Father Albert. He's the chaplain at Cedar Break, and he says, grace is God's voracious appetite for inserting himself into our world. God's voracious appetite, he says. We've all heard the NFL's official scripture, John 3:16, right? For God so loves the world that he sent his only Son so that all who believe in him might not die, but have eternal life. St. Paul amplifies that in his letter to Timothy. God wills that all should be saved. All should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God is determined to save all. In commenting on this gospel passage, St. Gregory the Great says something very interesting. He said, he puts the sheep on his shoulders because on taking on human nature, he burdened himself with our sins. You see, Christ, by becoming one of us, by becoming a human being, inserts himself into our world and goes searching for us. See, God could just send angels. He could just send prophets. In fact, he did both. But God was not satisfied with that. He did not stop there. He chose to come himself among us. He chose to come and to get himself dirty and to smell like a sheep and get all tangled up in our messy world. He even chooses to come and to sit down with sinners right here and eat with us, to the confusion and the scandal of those who are too holy on their own. Why does he do that? Jesus tells us it's because he gets joy out of it. God and the angels rejoice with us at this table. It doesn't matter how dirty a sheep you are, tangled up in the briar patch. It doesn't matter how deep a crack or cranny in your house that you have stuck your own little coin down into. God is searching for you. are you willing to be found? Praise be Jesus Christ.